Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
I rarely look at stats for websites, which is funny because I've been running blogs and various things like that for 25 years. And yeah, I do look at them every now and again just because I'm curious, but I also know that the stats are bogative. For example, I'm looking at the download stats for my podcast, honestly, I haven't had working stats for a while. So, when I changed web hosts, that was one of the things I got out of it was, hey, I've got some reports that regularly run and I can easily go look at them and not have to try and figure out how to make them render in a way or whatever. And so at least I have some idea what's going on with my podcast. So this is the first time in a while I've looked, and you know, it's got about the numbers I expect, not a ton, and that's okay, right? I'm not looking to make a huge splash, but I also know that downloads are BS. How do I know somebody actually listened to the file? How do I know they didn't listen to a service that's caching my file? Because I know that happens with Spotify and a few other things, right? That these services have no way of knowing unless they interact with me on social media, which, you know, I don't spend a lot of time on social media these days, at least not on Twitter or Facebook, because I'm not real thrilled with the way those platforms have evolved. And honestly, I think what people are looking for is they're looking for some way to connect. And honestly, in a large platform like Twitter or Facebook, you're not going to really do that very easily. And Facebook's got a lot of Facebook and Twitter, and you know, they're using algos to try to steer you in specific directions. And I don't like that. I prefer communities that are much smaller, where there's a topic, or at least a common interest maybe. And so then have discussions around that. Once a community gets to a certain size, managing it becomes a challenge. And, you know, Twitter and Facebook are going through this now and trying to figure out what content they should moderate and which ones they don't. And honestly, I don't agree with their decisions on what they should moderate or don't, but which is part of the reason I'm kind of ignoring them, because they're fostering an environment that I don't think is healthy. And so, you know, it's funny that, so No Agenda Social, which, it's probably where I do spend, social networking, I do it there. It's a federated community because it's part of Mastodon and I forget what the underlying technology is. Anyway, the idea being that I can connect with anybody that's, even if they're not on my instance, and I can decide to interact with them or not, or they can decide to interact with me or not. But most of the people, and there's a couple other instances I think that are available. If you want to get in on the No Agenda action, you can go to itmslaves.com and sign up for an account there, because the accounts on No Agenda Social are actually closed because they got to a certain number of accounts and we decided, and then there was also like spam bot attacks and that kind of thing, and so they just kind of like, okay, we're done with accounts. You can open up an account somewhere else and use that. And honestly, because of the way it federates, it actually makes the systems a lot more manageable and a lot easier to maintain. Because I've built communities, many of them, and they tend to work pretty well, primarily because they're around a shared thing and they tend to be somewhat focused, which means they're not going to bring everybody in. They're going to bring in people, it's not to be exclusionary, but it's to be, again, it's around a specific topic. So that doesn't, that doesn't mean we don't welcome all types of people, but it's around that topic. And if anything is maybe not around that topic, okay, well, you're not going to discuss it there. So it's like, yeah, you don't walk into, a vendor website and start talking politics, right? You just don't do that, right? And if you want to go to talk about politics, there's plenty of places to do that. Twitter and Facebook, for instance, if you want to, or on Mastodon, I guess, too. So I think you need to find your tribe. And as far as managing communities and that kind of thing, I really look at the numbers, because I don't really need to see numbers, right? I can tell by looking at a community how active it is. I may not be able to know how many people there are, and honestly, the people at the day job want to know on the work community how many people there are, and we've got stats and we've got there's all the different analytics and stuff that pull that information. There's we track things in Google Analytics and that kind of thing. So we know what kind of things are, but again, I know the stats are, they're kind of, they don't really tell you how people are consuming the content or interacting with the content. The only way you know is if somebody actually does something and takes an action, or posts a comment or something like that, right? And if people are doing that, they're engaged. And I think one of the secrets to building any sort of community is, almost by force, in a sense, that you set something up and, of course, you have to advertise it and let people know that it exists. But when people come there, you got to interact with them, right? There has to be, almost kind of like a welcoming party. And you can build a nice core of people around this, product or service or whatever. And it takes some work. And, hopefully you may not necessarily know all the answers, but at least you provide some interaction. They get some satisfaction of knowing, hey, somebody here is listening to me and that kind of thing. And I think that's, there's really no secret to building a community. There's probably some stuff that you should do or should or shouldn't do, but I think really it does come down to people are looking to connect with each other and about specific things, maybe not about other things. And so, you create a focused community around a specific topic or show or whatever. And that's going to draw a certain number of people, and you may want to keep it. You want to try and keep it focused, and maybe not make it too big, because, I think the problems that Twitter and Facebook are having are because they've gotten too big, and it's really difficult to manage a large group of people. Moderation at scale is a challenge. Not going to lie, moderation at small scale is a challenge too, right? It's just there's less things, and I think with more, when you start involving more people in the process, or you start involving algos or whatever, then I think that's where a lot of the bad stuff happens. So, but I think this is I think built this is. My theory on communities, I guess, is really, people want to interact, right? And that's really what it comes down to. And if you enable that and you help build the interaction, either you're an expert in whatever the topic is, you may not know all the answers, but you probably know enough of them. And for my day job, that's certainly the case. I've been supporting their products in one way or another for 25 years. I probably know a thing or two about the what's going on, right? Even if I don't know the exact answers, I can at least point them in the right direction. So I've also done this with other products too that I maybe didn't know as well and just kind of stumbled and figured out along the way. I know this is something I can be successful at. It's ultimately connecting people, which, it's the old Nokia slogan. It probably is still their slogan, I guess. I don't know. But my story's about Nokia, I guess, another time. But I guess I got into a ramble about, it started with looking at the stats on my podcast, and it somehow meandered and became a whole different discussion. Yeah, that happens sometimes when you put me in front of a microphone, I just keep going and going and going. Well, yeah, this is what happens.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.